everybody. This is Maya, and you're listening to Harmony Inside Out, the show that discusses how to improve your lifestyle, be in harmony with nature, and enhance your mental health. We have a special guest today, all the way from Austria, Stephanie Hendricks, who is a fitness enthusiast and a personal trainer. Stephanie is a future nutritionist who never leaves the gym. She graduated in biomedical science in Austria and moved to Los Angeles 2 years ago to pursue her dreams. Welcome.
Hello, Maya.
How are you today?
Nice to meet you. I'm very good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. So tell me about your dieting journey. How did you fell in love with the fitness lifestyle?
Okay. Let me start at the very beginning. I first started dieting at a very young age. I was about 10 years old when me and my friends, I think it was because we watched a movie called Mean Girls, and all those super skinny girls wanted to lose even more weight and be even more skinny, and I think we wanted to prove to ourselves that we could do the same. So my first attempt to dieting was kind of not eating for a whole day, and it made me feel strong and successful that I survived a whole day without food. But back then I didn't really know what it's gonna getting me into, because I was actually pretty skinny, like always my whole life, and I was weighing probably like 98 pounds at that time. So, then my parents sent me off to boarding school, which got me even more scared, because I had to eat all the meals like the school prepared, and I didn't have a lot of choices. Like, I couldn't eat as healthy as possible because they also served like pizza or pasta, and back then I already thought that's like junk food and I can't eat it without gaining weight. And for my luck, I also got stuck with another girl in my room who already had an eating disorder. She was like super tall and super skinny. She looked like a model, and unfortunately she was suffering from anorexia and as well bulimia. So I kind of learned from her all the tips and tricks like you need to know, and we even like challenged each other. We were like, at the beginning we didn't eat at all, we were like drinking Diet Coke and only eating salad without any dressing on, which is like probably like 50 calories throughout the whole day. And well, I got to learn how my body reacts if I starve himself, because then I had binge eating problems all of a sudden, because if you undereat for a very long time, you're gonna start, like your body is gonna give you a ravenous hunger feeling, and you're gonna just go to your fridge and like eat the whole fridge. And my friends even, I know friends that even ate out of the garbage.
Oh my God.
Because the feeling was so intense. You just really need food, and if you don't have food, they even ate out of the garbage. And other friends of mine, they even like, when they put food in the garbage because they didn't want to eat it, like they didn't want to have chocolate in the house or something like that, they had to put soap over it, like to make sure they don't eat it out of the garbage. So then when I had those like binge eating attacks, we started like to throw up after probably each meal. We didn't want to keep down any food. And yes, that's how I got into this eating disorder.
So you mentioned it started at the young age. Were you aware of your eating problem by then? Because when you're at that young age, you don't really think about food in that way. You just eat when you're hungry. You don't really worry about your body weight. Were you aware of, were you conscious by then?
I think it started, like, I didn't know really what I was doing when I was 10, but the older I got, like around 14, 15, 16.
Those are the teenage years.
Say it again?
Those are the teenage years.
Yeah, then I started to notice like everyone was skinny around me, and I wanted to be even skinnier than everyone. So then I started to be conscious about what to eat and what I did. And I think the first shock moment came when I talked to a doctor, and she told me that people that have bulimia for a very long time pretty much lose their teeth and their hair at some point. Wow. And because like appearance and beauty was such an important topic for myself, I was like shocked. And back then I decided to, I don't want to be that person anymore who mm-hmm. has an eating disorder, and I want to get away from that. And that's when I got into fitness and I started working out at the gym. Back then it was only cardio mostly, like mm-hmm. I was on the treadmill for an hour just trying to burn as much calories as possible.
Did you enjoy it by then, or it was a must, I have to do it in order to change my lifestyle, or you actually started enjoying the fitness journey?
Back then I don't think it was much of a joy because of course after a workout you always have endorphins. That's just what, mm-hmm. what your body does, like it makes you feel good afterwards. But I think back then it was a struggle, like sometimes I was just like being on the bike or whatever and just like pushing myself through it, or trying to numb myself and watch TV or whatever. I didn't do it because I wanted to do it. I just did it because I thought I had to be skinny.
All right, what diets have you tried? And which one worked out, which ones didn't?
I have tried pretty much, I think, every single diet that is on this planet. Like, I tried low-carb diet when you cut out pretty much all carbs, or low-fat diets, keto diets when you only eat fat and protein and you cut out all carbs again. Or I also did an HCG diet, which makes you take a hormone that usually only pregnant women have to only lose fat and don't, like,
that's
so your body doesn't burn any muscle tissue.
So and let's talk about keto diet you mentioned. Is it helpful? A lot of people, it's very famous right now.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of people lose weight. Is it healthy? Did it work for you?
It did not work for me. So every diet works. Like, if you change something in your diet, you're always gonna lose weight if you don't overeat. Like, if you eat more calories than you spend, then you're gonna gain weight. And if you eat less calories than you spend, you're gonna lose weight. Mm-hmm. With keto diet, it's your body's brain and your, like, heart and kidney depends on glucose. So on the keto diet, you're not eating any glucose, you don't eat any carbs. So your body has to take fat out of your fat cells and transform it into carbohydrates. And actually, it comes, little carbohydrate comes from a lot of fat. So your body would like burn all your fat, but you can't eat any vegetables, you can't eat any fruits. That's why I would not say it is healthy. It is not a healthy diet to not eat any vegetables and food. I think it's more healthy to eat vegetables and food and not a lot of fat. So I think I was eating in the morning, I would have bacon with eggs and a coffee with butter in it.
What? Coffee yes, with butter?
It's called bulletproof coffee. That's like,
how did it taste?
It tastes awful. I think you get used to the taste at some point, or you can also use coconut oil instead.
Okay, that sounds better.
Yeah, but it's still something special. I didn't really enjoy it.
I bet.
And then for lunch you would have like probably some high fat grounded beef with maybe, you can have like a few pieces of lettuce on the side, but you can't really eat any vegetables. Mm-hmm. And well, I ended up in the hospital actually after 2 weeks of this diet.
Wow.
Because I kept having diarrhea. And I took pills like to stop that, and my body was like completely confused. He didn't know what to do anymore. So after the 2 weeks, I stopped because, yeah, it was not healthy anymore.
So it seems like you went through a lot to get to where you are today. When was the switch in your life? What worked eventually for you?
I think what finally worked out after 10 years of dieting and being through eating disorders is intuitive eating. And at the beginning, I did it completely wrong. I thought intuitive eating is just like eating. You have to eat breakfast, you have to eat lunch, you have to eat dinner like a normal person. What I learned throughout the time is that I had to listen to my body. I didn't feel when I was hungry or when I was full anymore. I don't know why, but these feelings, I was so disconnected from my body that I didn't know anymore when I was actually hungry. Because when you're on a diet and you're restricting food, you're actually like, you always want to eat and all you can think about is eat. Mm-hmm. So I decided that I didn't want to spend 80% of my thoughts on food anymore. So I started to listen to my hunger cues and I ate when I was hungry and I tried to stop when I was full but not stuffed. So it's like on a scale from 0 to 10, when 5 is neutral, 10 is completely stuffed and 0 is like starving, I would try to eat until you're like at a 6 or a 7. Mm-hmm. So you're like full, you're satisfied, but you're going to be hungry again in a few hours. That's like normal. And that's the only thing that worked for me because my body, like my mind, it's so calm now. I'm not scared to not get any food anymore. Or when you're on a diet, your body always thinks like you're in a hunger phase. So you're always gonna, after the diet, when you eat normal again, he's gonna store more and more fat because he's scared that like another hunger phase is going to come. Mm-hmm. So that's also, eating intuitively also helps you get rid of excess body fat that you don't need, because I was always a skinny person when I was younger, so I know that my genetic weight is like a normal weight, like more on the skinnier side. So when I eat intuitively, I actually get skinny pretty easily. I just have to listen to my inner cues.
All right, so you mentioned when you were younger, you watched a movie. There's a lot of influence around us, and we live in a society where Instagram and social media put pressure on us, how to look, what to eat, how to behave. What do you think about it? What's the impact on us?
Okay, I myself had a pretty big Instagram account a few years ago before Instagram deleted it. And I have to say, honestly, that all of my pictures were photoshopped. Like, I looked skinny and I looked perfect on every single picture. And I mean, I had a lot of followers, but not a lot of people cared about me. They just followed me because the pictures looked pretty. And on the inside, like, it wasn't the real me. I had to Photoshop everything, like my face. I Photoshopped my arms skinnier. I always wanted to look perfect on Instagram. But I think Instagram is already going in a good direction. People are starting to be more real and showing their real selves. Like, everyone has cellulite, or almost everyone has cellulite, or that they show their scars, their stretch marks and everything. I think it's important that you realize who you follow. Mm-hmm. All those photoshopped Instagram models are just maybe gonna put pressure on you, so you should follow like real accounts and real people. I think that's important.
So that would be your tip for Instagrammers.
Yes.
Tell me about your workouts. How often do you work out? What do you do?
I like to work out almost every day if I have the time for it, except when my muscles are completely sore, I probably take a day off or two. But usually I try to work out once a day, even if it's just for like 20 minutes yoga or something like that.
So it keeps you on track.
Yes, and sometimes you just need like a light workout just to feel better, stretch out those muscles and everything. But usually I lift weights. I do like a leg day and upper body day most of the time. I just switch up between those two. And I also started to do some CrossFit workouts, which are more into higher reps, so you burn more calories throughout the workouts. Mm-hmm. And I think it kind of helped me get into better shape, adding those higher rep workouts like in between. It's not going to help you build muscle, but it helps you burn calories, and I really like it to have it in between my workouts. And you can also recover your muscles from the like heavy weight lifting from the other days if you just have light movements with body weights. I like to do like push-ups, and I really got like good at it, or pull-ups and like jumping lunges or jumping squats, all that stuff.
All right. A lot of women starting their journey at the gym say that lifting weights make you bulky and they don't want to look like a man, so they don't want to lift weights. They'd rather do cardio. What do you have to say about this?
I actually hear it a lot, and even my best friend kept telling me, I don't want to lift weights, I don't want to get big, I don't want to have big muscles or anything like that. But I have to tell you, you don't get big muscles overnight. It's not like it just happens. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of training. And as a woman, you don't have high testosterone, like the hormone in your blood that actually helps you grow big muscles. And as long as you don't take steroids, you're never gonna get big as a woman. You're never gonna get those big muscles you see on those women that are on stage, for example, on bodybuilding competitions. Most of them use steroids, or at least, like, maybe not in the smallest class, in the bikini class, maybe girls there don't use steroids, but all upper classes, like the girls who maybe already start looking like a man, actually use steroids. So I think if you just work out at the gym, you don't have to worry about getting too bulky or anything like that. And if you, I think if you train hard and at some point you don't want to build more muscle, you can just stop, because muscle building, there's a word for it, it's called hypertrophy. And to train for hypertrophy, you have to train in a specific rep range. So you train between 8 and 12 reps. And the last rep should already be so hard that you can't do another one. And if you don't train in that range, like, you could either go higher if you want to stop mm-hmm. building muscle, or you can go lower if you want to start building strength. Like, if you want to get stronger, you do like 6 reps for one exercise. And if you just want to go on endurance, you go like over those 15 to 20 reps.
Right. What do you do when you have days like you don't want to do anything, like you want to give up on your journey? What do you tell people then? Because you're a personal trainer as well.
Yes. Well, a few years ago, I probably would have told you that you don't need any motivation to go to the gym. It's just like eating and breathing. You just go and you do it. But
it takes a lot.
Yeah, being intuitive now and trying to listen to my body. Like yesterday, I started a workout. I didn't feel good. My hands started to feel sore. My wrist started to hurt. So I just stopped, because there's no point. Mm-hmm. My body is hurting. So just listen to yourself. If you don't feel like it for 2 weeks, maybe then you should think about like getting your motivation
on yourself.
Yes, yeah. And get some motivation somewhere. I also like, sometimes when I have a down and I have zero motivation for a few days, I like to like check up Instagram videos and listen to the people like who inspire me. And it actually gets me inspired pretty quickly mm-hmm. to see how they work out and how their bodies look like and how healthy they are and how happy they are with their body. And yes, so sometimes you just need to get some motivation from outside, but most of the time just listen to your body, and when you want to take a day off, just take a day off.
Who's your motivation then? Which accounts, YouTube accounts, you can recommend? What do you watch?
I think my two go-to YouTube accounts when I need motivations is actually Heidi Summers and Nikki Blackketter. Two are fitness models. One is sponsored by Gymshark, and the other one has her own collection called Buff Money. Mm-hmm. And those are just two super real fun girls who are like good with the camera, and they are good with the talking, and they also show when they're eating donuts, or they're just like really real people. But also Pauline Ordean is a motivation for me, because she has that bulletproof mindset. She's one of the strongest women I know. She works out hard. She never has a cheat day. She never eats ice cream or anything else. I can't really go with that anymore, because I'm trying to eat intuitively, but all those like women are super strong, and they're super different, and I either one of them can give me a lot of motivation when I need it.
So we can say they inspire you.
Yes.
All right. Well, you can see people in the gym with all those protein shakes and powders. And what do they do to you? Do you actually need them in order to be in shape, or you can get nutrients from food only?
Yeah. Protein shakes and supplements themselves are, of course, always very super famous. I like to take a pre-workout, which is like a booster before the workout, because I like to keep up, like to have my energy high throughout the whole workout. Mm-hmm. But it is not necessary, of course. And a protein shake after the workout, I still like to drink it because it's something sweet and it's not sugary, because I don't think eating too much sugar is not healthy either. So sometimes when I just want that chocolate taste, I like to have a protein shake. But I would say, to sum it up, you don't have to take any supplements at all. You can get every single nutrient and all what you need from whole foods, like eating vegetables, eating lean protein, mm-hmm. like chicken and fish. You don't need protein shakes at all. It's just, I think protein shakes are made for people who crave sweet stuff because they're on a diet. I think if you eat intuitively and normal, you're not craving so much like sugar anyway.
All right. So you moved from Austria 2 years ago. What do you think about American food? Because there's a lot of issues going on with what they put in the food nowadays. What you should be aware of?
I think there's one specific ingredient you should definitely be aware of. It's high fructose corn syrup. It's an artificial, it's not a sweetener, it's like sugar, so it has calories. It is fructose, it is highly processed. And the problem is, when you eat high fructose corn syrup, it's not like you fuel your body with energy like glucose does. It's like you're actually filling your fat cells, because high fructose corn syrup, it skips a step in digestion. Where it doesn't get used up like glucose as energy in a cell, it goes straight into fat cells. So I would avoid specifically every single food that contains high fructose corn syrup, because it's actually making you fatter. It's not like eating ice cream sweetened with normal sugar that is glucose and your body uses as energy. It is, if you use high fructose corn syrup, which is, I think, in Ben & Jerry's here and like pretty much everywhere, it actually goes directly to your fat cells, which is not, no one wants that, right?
Yes, I actually, I heard that a couple of products that are in the US, like Diet Coke or Cheerios, they have different ingredients than the ones in Europe, which is very interesting.
That is true, yeah. A lot of stuff. I think high fructose corn syrup is still not allowed in Europe, but they are trying to get it over there. But I think it would be a step back, because it actually makes us sick and people are going to get more, like obesity is going to increase. So it would be not a good thing.
Yeah. Do you have to work out in order to lose weight, or just dieting can do all of it?
I think diet makes up 75% and the training does about 25%. So if you want to become a smaller version of yourself, like you like how your body is shaped, then diet alone does it, of course. Of course, it's healthy to have some physical activity, but you could actually do it just getting skinnier. But if you want to have a smaller waist and a bigger butt, you're going to have to work out for that.
All right. What are the recommendations for Pierce College students who wants to start their workout journey? What can you recommend them? How to become active? How to eat healthy?
Probably cooking yourself your meals, like preparing it with lots of vegetables, eating lots of fruits, if you like to eat bread and whole grains, stuff like that, and try to do a 30-minute workout at least 5 times a week, like do 30 minutes of yoga or some other aerobic exercise.
All right. Well, it was great talking to you. Thank you so much for coming. I appreciate your time. This was Maya, and you were listening to Harmony Inside Out, the show that discusses how to improve your lifestyle, be in harmony with nature, and enhance your mental health. My guest was Stephanie Hendricks, a fitness enthusiast.